farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Agriculture Ministry aims to supply 100% of local demand for Irish potato within the next 3 years. Stay with us to hear more and later, or proverb of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
You may apply for legal aid at the Kingston or Montego Bay Legal Aid Clinics, the Norman Manley Law School Legal Aid Clinic, or the Legal Aid Council. You may also inform the judge or magistrate in your matter that you require an attorney at law to represent you. Contact the Legal Aid Council at 948-4861 or email aid.legal@moj.gov.jm for further information. A message from the Legal Aid Council.
The Agriculture Ministry, Jamaica Social Investment Fund JASIF, Scientific Research Council SRC, and Northern Caribbean University NCU have signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU to implement the Intravitro Propagation of Irish Potato Seeds Program. The Propagation of Irish Potato Seeds Initiative is a component of the National Irish Potato Development Program aimed at improving the production of the tuber locally. The objectives of the agreement are the provision of equipment to develop better control of pests and diseases, the improvement of seed quality, independence and control of seed availability, and increasing the yield per hectare. Agriculture Minister Kasamuda says the overall objective is to move from 85% production for local demand to 100% within the next 3 years. Mr. Samuda says the sector aims to increase the 1,000 hectares of crop planted in 2015 to 2016 to 1,200 hectares for the 2016 to 2017 crop year. Jamaica spends over $4 million annually to import 90% of Irish potato seeds.
It's a very good step in the right direction at the right time because we are seeking now to move from 85% production, that is against the demand, to 100%. And I'm certainly hoping we can do that within the next 3 years or so.
Agriculture Minister Carl Samuda. Under the project, laboratories at Boulders, SRC and NCU have been equipped to produce 800,000 Irish potato tissue culture plantlets with microtubers within a year. The project is being implemented by JASIF under the Rural Economic Development Initiative with funding of $18.2 million provided by the World Bank. It is expected that the laboratories will have the capacity to generate 4.8 million microtubers from the plantlets produced. Meanwhile, Managing Director of JASIF, Omar Sweeney, says the initiative will give the country independence from importing seeds, which are often 5 to 6 years old and carry diseases, resulting in poor yields.
In the short run, Jamaica can move from being an importer of seeds to an exporter specifically to other CARICOM states.
The cost of producing microtubers locally is approximately $1.4 million, and imported microtubers cost $2.4 million. The MOU, which will also govern the working relationship of the agencies involved, will be effective for a 12-month period and is slated to end in January 2018. And now for our proverb of the day. Driver fum im wai fuss. This proverb dates back to the days of slavery. Translation, the driver flogs his own wife first. And this means, if you would do real justice, favor no one.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.